Today I'm going to be talking about something quite personal to me, but it's also something that probably affects a lot of people at university, and I don't think it's talked about enough, in a sense that there's still sort of like, I guess, a stigma attached to it. So I'm going to be talking about bereavement or grief, and I guess my experiences, and a bit about what I've learned from my experiences of bereavement. And yeah, just, I guess, in a sense that it's not talked about enough, and it should be. So I guess just to not raise awareness, but maybe encourage other students to talk about it as well. So first I'm going to just talk about maybe why bereavement isn't talked about much. And I suppose grief is really personal, and it's like a unique journey, I guess, for everyone who has to face it. And I suppose it's also a really awkward topic of conversation. I remember in my first year when I was meeting people for the first time, and they're asking like about my home and like family, and it's sort of like, at what point do I bring up that one of my parents actually died? So I guess it's a very awkward topic of conversation, and I suppose sometimes it's still very raw, that people just don't want to talk about it. And I know it took me a good year and a half before I really started opening up about losing my dad. I guess getting onto my experiences of bereavement, it started before I actually came to Swansea, before I even started university. So my dad had cancer. He was ill on and off for a very long time. He died in March 2012. I was 17 at the time. I was a few months away from taking my A-levels, and sort of then had my world sort of turned upside down by the fact that my dad died. And yeah, I suppose, I don't know, it's actually quite difficult to know what to talk about. I guess even though it's been almost like 6 years since he died, it can still be really difficult. And I think I'm probably one of those people who is very hard on themselves. And I guess my dad's death sort of shapes everything I do in life now. And I'm sort of constantly questioning whether or not he'd be, I suppose, proud of me if he was still alive. And I guess it does affect me quite a lot. Probably a lot more than I realise it does sometimes. I know that my sort of mental health, like, I get a bit of like depression and anxiety. And I know that's grief induced, because it all came about sort of in a few months after my dad died. And it's always worse at sort of like this time of year, so like winter time, because it's like the time of year when like it would be his birthday and Christmas, and also he died in March, so that's always sort of like a difficult time of year for me. And I guess usually I'm pretty good at just sort of keeping myself busy. This year, I know it seems to have hit me a bit more, and I don't know if that's because I'm in my final year and I'm going to be graduating, hopefully, in July. And I remember having this conversation with my dad like a few months before he died, and I remember him promising me that when I graduate he would be there. And I don't know, I sort of feel like the closer it gets graduating, the sort of sadder I feel about it, because yeah, he should be there and I want him there, but obviously he won't be able to be there. I think it took me a very long time to sort of like start talking about like my dad's death. And I think that's because when it happened, all of my friends sort of drifted away from me. I guess looking back, they probably didn't know what to say to me. I mean, I had days where I'd just be kind of numb. But then I also have days where I was an absolute emotional, tearful wreck. And I suppose it's probably difficult. Looking back, it's probably difficult for my friends to, I guess, know what to say or what to do. So looking back on it, I can understand. But at the time, it kind of hurt. So it sort of diminished my trust in people. So it wasn't actually until I came to Swansea that I really started to talk about it. And I guess that's because of just the people I met. And there is some sort of really amazing support available at Swansea, I find. I guess what I've learned from bereavement is that there's absolutely no time limit on grief. I remember someone after my dad died, they said that after the funeral, I'd start feeling better. And I think that's one of the worst things anyone could say to anyone who's been through a bereavement, because I hated my dad's funeral. It was my first bit of public speaking, and I stood up and just about managed to read a poem. So yeah, but there is no time limit on grief. I mean, even almost six years on, I'm still finding it difficult sometimes. It can hit you just really suddenly. Another hard time of year for me is around Father's Day and my birthday, which always seem to coincide. And especially looking at Father's Day cards, that can be really difficult for me. I can also just be going about my life normally, and something will just remind me of something about my dad, and I'll have to sort of maybe sometimes just take a step out of the room and just try not to actually burst into tears. A lot of people say that time is a great healer in terms of bereavement, but I think I found sort of the opposite. It's not a great healer. I seem to have found that the more time that passes, definitely the harder it feels. So that's just my experience and what I found. And I definitely think that grief and bereavement should be talked about more. And I've sort of been when you see on the TV that Prince William and Prince Harry start to speak a bit more openly about their mother's death. And I think having such sort of high profile, well-respected men speak about losing a parent, it could maybe sort of encourage more people to open up or speak about their experiences, especially as they're also sort of tying in with mental and emotional health. I think that bereavement and grieving whilst at university isn't talked about much either. I know I've only met a few students who have been in a similar situation to me, and while that's been, I guess, reassuring, it's definitely a very awkward topic of conversation, especially to bring to university, where it's sort of supposed to be a fresh start and stuff like that, and it's sort of always going to be there. And one of my many ambitions, which has sort of been a goal of mine since coming to university, it's to sort of set up not a support group, but just open up a place for, I guess, young people to come and talk about their experiences of bereavement, just a place to come and talk with other people of a similar age who have gone through a very similar situation, because I think that probably would have helped me cope with losing my dad a lot more effectively than I have coped, I suppose. And I definitely think that talking is vital in, I guess, reducing the stigma, the awkwardness surrounding bereavement. And I kind of hope that me doing this, even though actually it's been a lot more difficult than I imagined it to be, I can honestly say that this is sort of the first one of these spoken pieces that I've not actually properly planned out or sort of, I suppose, scripted, because I just wanted it to be, I guess, from my mind or from my heart.